We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
6:30 on Sunday night. We welcome into the show and to the WaitForIt.com hotline the technical director of Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra.
Boca, Boca.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Boca, I got to say, before we get started, man, wow. Wow. Those rings are nice.
Yeah, they're pretty sexy little rings over there. I think the guys enjoyed those yesterday.
Man, how many diamonds? Because was it like 150, something like that?
I'm not sure, actually. There is a lot, though. 100 and something diamonds on there. A lot of cool detail. I mean, tried to include the city. Tried to include, you know, our values. So it was cool, just like. Captured everything. Whoever designed that did a great job.
Man, they did a wonderful job with those rings, man. Again, congratulations to you and Atlanta United for that win. You know, me and John Freaky were sitting up here this morning. We were kind of trying to figure out why didn't you guys just do it this Sunday coming up? Was it because of the game and the importance of the game, or you just wanted to get the rings out as quickly as possible?
No, I don't know if there's ever a good time to give the rings out. It's a new season. It's a new year. We were very proud of last year, what we accomplished. But, you know, that was behind us. So while we wanted to celebrate it, I don't know if there was ever a good time, to pass those out, so to speak, at a game or what do we do with this? So, yesterday was the day, and they did a nice little ceremony at the training ground, and I think the guys really appreciated it.
Beautiful. Beautiful rings, man. No question about that.
Carlos Bocanegra, yeah. Technical director of Atlanta United, joining us this morning here. All right, let's talk a little about the team. Best performance of the year, in your opinion, on Monday night against on Wednesday night against Monterey?
I think we did a good job. They're a tough team. We knew what we were coming up against in those two legs against them. And I thought we put in a good performance. I thought it was a good team performance, and we created chances. We had the right mentality. So I think it's definitely, it was a good win, something to build upon. We weren't able to get the job done, which is disappointing over the two legs because we would have liked to advance in this competition. But look, it's that's how it goes sometimes. But yeah, definitely played a lot better as a group, and the mentality was what we'd expect. So if we play like that the rest of the year, we're going to be just fine.
When you look at the win that you had, I think that's the first time that an MLS squad has had a win over a team of that stature in quite some time. But when you look at the way that the CONCACAF is set up, do you think that they need to look at that a little bit? Because you're talking about two teams that you had a chance to play against that were, when you look at it, they had some games under their belt to kind of come together. Do you think they need to change the rules a little bit and allow you guys to get up to speed as well?
It's a difficult one because the FIFA calendar, if they move the tournament back at all, then that starts to go into the summer and you get into the international competitions and those overlap. So I don't know if that's a great solution, Hugh, on changing the schedule, but potentially I think with the MLS teams that have qualified, it would have been nice to be in a little bit earlier and have three or four real games under our belt. But it is what it is at the moment, and we've got to figure out a way. Hopefully we can qualify for that again next year, but we've got to figure out a way to do a better job and not be naive, so to speak, not in a bad way, but not be naive going into the competition.
Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United, joining us. Carlos, what have you seen, because you've had to have so many different lineups here in these games to start the season, these first, six games to start the season, because of the six games in 18 days schedule. What have you seen from this club in terms of, guys that you've had a look at a lot of different lineups, a lot of different guys out on the field. What's kind of jumped out to you?
Yeah, well, I think, losing Franco Escobar the first day of preseason was a difficult one. I mean, you can argue he was the player of the playoffs for us last year out at right back. And then, with Georgie Bello as well, picking up a few knocks, not being able to be fit for all the games at the beginning of the season as well. Our two outside backs has limited sometimes the formations that maybe we would have liked to deploy. So I think that was kind of the the one thing that we would take away from this. But, you know, I also think we've had, you know, I thought Barco in the kind of a free roll underneath the forwards last game did a really good job and was able to shine, bring out his qualities. You know, Miles Robinson has really stepped up to the plate in the back and really shown what he can do while we drafted him a few years ago. So, you know, I think now it's all about putting together team performances and having 9-10 guys on the field have good games and have a good performance. And when we do that, we have enough talent and we usually get the job done.
How do you think Petey Martinez is adjusting to being here with Atlanta United?
Yeah, it's all right. He's taking some time to adjust, though. You know, he's been a little bit inconsistent, to be honest. But, you know, he's a player with so much quality, and once he gets firing on all cylinders, he's going to give us that another X factor. You know, he's goal dangerous. You can tell how hungry he is to get his first goal. And he, you know, actually, goalkeeper made a nice save against Monterrey on a long-range shot from him the other day. But he's been good with the group, trying to integrate. You know, it's tough sometimes. You got to give him a little bit of time. And once he gets consistent and up to speed, like I said, we're really looking forward to that.
Carlos Bocanegra is the technical director of Atlanta United. Frank DeBoer comes in. He's got a new system, and he tries to implement the new system, and then you got to shove it all forward so fast. Is it a case where now with this kind of break coming up here, that not only are the players going to get their kind of legs back, but the DeBoer's system is in place, and now the coach can pull back Carlos a little bit and kind of soften it a little bit, let it fit the team a little more as the pieces kind of fall in place? Is that what we're to expect, that there will be, you know, a little bit of that going on, where a little bit of Frank giving in and the players accepting the system, and it kind of becomes its own thing?
No, I think if you look at how we played towards the end of the year and in the playoffs, we had, you know, five in the back, three in the back, whatever you want to call it. So it wasn't too different than what our guys have been used to. But no, now it's, you know, we're getting guys back healthy. We're getting guys that have, you know, now play together for a month. So I think it now gives opportunities for him to, you know, have at his disposal whatever formation he wants to play. So I think that's probably going to be the biggest change when after the international break.
Talking with Carlos Bocanegra as we get ready for Philadelphia Union. What do you expect on Sunday night? What do we see from Philadelphia?
Well, they're kind of a blue-collar team that you know, they came in here and they always have a really good team mentality, and they make you work for your wins. But they're grinders all over the field. You know, fortunately for us, Marco Fabian, their number 10, who they just signed from the Mexican national team, he picked up a red card in the last game, so he won't be available. So, you know, we got to look to get out in these guys' faces, take the game to them. We're at home, you know, put it on them, really. Don't give them a chance to breathe. Don't give them a chance to get into the game. And we have more quality than them, so that should be, you know, that's how we approach these games, that we just can't let these other teams get into a rhythm, especially at home, Mercedes-Benz, in front of our great fans.
Are you excited about just getting the focus back on the regular season?
Yeah, it's a little bit bittersweet because we were really excited about this competition and to be knocked out of it at a phase where, you know, we'd have liked to have gone further. It's frustrating, but we have to put it behind us now. And now all the focus is on the regular season and getting back to where we were last year.
Do appreciate it, Carlos. We look forward to Sunday night's game against Philadelphia. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.